I'm Roby Brock. A billion-dollar super project is coming to Arkansas, as is a New York technology firm. Arkansas landed its first official super project as Big River Steel announced plans to construct a $1.1 billion steel mill in Mississippi County near Osceola. The mill will employ 525 workers initially, with average annual wages of $75,000. More than double the state's per capita income. A quick study of the potential long-term economic impact of the planned steel mill suggests that the operation could eventually boost Arkansas's GDP by $236 million a year, according to an economic impact study performed by UALR researcher Gregory Hamilton. Internet marketer and technology firm Inuvo is moving its corporate headquarters from New York to Conway and adding 50 new jobs over the next 4 years. The company said that senior leaders have committed personally to the move. Inuvo develops consumer applications for the internet and delivers targeted advertisements onto websites owned by partners and the company. In 2012, it reported revenues of $53 million. A $138 million funding gap in the state's Medicaid program has shrunk to $61 million, according to state officials. Governor Mike Beebe and the Arkansas Department of Human Services disclosed the improved financial scenario just one day before an expected damaging audit was released on the state Medicaid program. DHS Director John Selig said the improved budget situation meant potential cuts to Level 3 nursing home care and three other programs would be avoided. The earnings season hit Arkansas. Murphy Oil posted a big turnaround in its fourth quarter earnings as the El Dorado-based oil and gas firm prepares to divide its company in two. Murphy Oil announced net income of $158 million compared to a net loss of about $114 million in the previous year's fourth quarter. A storm-impacted fourth quarter did not help Arkansas Best Corporation's bottom line. The Fort Smith-based freight hauler posted a $7.9 million quarterly loss compared to a $1.4 million profit 1 year ago. For the full year, Arkansas Best ended with a $7.7 million loss. After turning a $6.2 million profit in 2011, company officials said Hurricane Sandy's disruption of commerce along the eastern seaboard was partially to blame. USA Truck added another quarter of pain to its 2012 financial performance. The Van Buren-based trucking firm posted a $3.1 million loss in the fourth quarter to bring its full-year losses to more than $17.5 million. Despite declining revenue, database marketer Axiom posted higher earnings in its third quarter. The Little Rock-based firm reported net income of $14.5 million compared to $7.9 million 1 year ago. And Power Technology has acquired the business of ClassTech, a German-based laser manufacturing operation. Terms of the private transaction were not disclosed. Little Rock-based Power Technology is a global leader in laser manufacturing. I'm Roby Brock, and that is your Talk Business Update.
Support for Talk Business on Ozarks at Large is provided by Bank of the Ozarks. Committed to helping business owners succeed by combining the tools and services businesses need with accessible experience and knowledge. Bank of the Ozarks, you have a friend here. This is Ozarks at Large.